We're joined by the Shadow Home Secretary, Chris Philp. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I just want to ask you about the lead story in the Sunday Times this morning suggesting that a prosecution was dropped following intervention of the National Security Advisor. Do you regard China as a hostile state, and do you think it was right to drop that prosecution?
Yes, I do consider China to be a hostile state. It engages in organised, systematic espionage, not just of our government, but it steals secrets from, and particularly technology, from universities and businesses. They've been repressing Hong Kongers here in the UK. They've put a bounty on some people's heads. They've run undeclared police stations. They do engage in systematic espionage, both against our state and to try and purloin technology. It was a big mistake by the government to essentially cause, in my view, the government caused the prosecution to collapse. Now, I've been corresponding with Stephen Parkinson, the Director of Public Prosecutions, about this. And under the last government, in April 2024, the Crown Prosecution Service said that there was enough evidence to proceed. And part of the evidence you need is a designation that, in this case, China is, quote, an enemy. That's a requirement under the 1911 Official Secrets Act. Now, fast forward to the beginning of September, so just 4 or 5 weeks ago, suddenly the Crown Prosecution Service say no longer is that evidential test met. And I believe the reason for that is the government, the new government, basically changed their evidence or withheld evidence, which the last government was prepared to provide, but the new government wasn't. The new government were not prepared to designate China as an enemy. And the Sunday Times reporting suggests that decision was taken by the Permanent Secretary of the Foreign Office and the National Security Advisor. And if that is true, and it seems to me it probably is true, then the government has caused a prosecution for spying to collapse. The spying was being done against members of parliament, amongst others. So very serious, spying by China on members of parliament. The government has caused, in my view, that case to collapse because the government is prioritising economic links with China and kowtowing to China above our national security. And the question we now have to ask is, will the government come clean about the apparent changes to their evidence or the withdrawal of evidence? And did Keir Starmer authorise this? Because Jonathan Powell, his National Security Advisor, is his most senior advisor on these matters. And it seems to me very likely Keir Starmer did authorise this, and he needs to come clean and own up to that and explain to the public why he, Keir Starmer, has apparently prioritised kowtowing to the Chinese for economic reasons above national security.
The Home Secretary said this morning in terms that ministers were not involved in the decision quite properly to drop this prosecution.
Well, if I may say so, she is being a little bit cute with that. So the decision to drop the prosecution was taken by the Crown Prosecution Service independently, but, and here is the but, the Crown Prosecution take that decision based on the evidence provided to them. And it would appear, and the DPP has pretty much admitted to me in a letter that evidence from the government was changed. So yes, the Crown Prosecution Service took the decision. They did it because the government had changed its evidence. So that it was the government's action, in my view, that seems likely to have caused this case to collapse. And I think Shabana Mahmood's answer there, I don't think quite illuminated what really happened.